Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study this theme, making friends for God. The joy of sharing in his mission. Lesson 6, unlimited possibilities. Monday. God, the giver of all good gifts. In Acts chapter 10, we find an interesting story. Let's have a look at the map, at Caesarea, the headquarter of the Roman army in Palestine, there was a high officer of the army, very high, an important person for the army of the Romans. And this person had a close relationship to God, and he prayed day by day as a Roman soldier, officer of the army. And because of his prayers and his attitude towards God, his loving relationship to God, he was visited by an angel one day. Imagine, you're praying, and an angel appears, approaches on the scene. Has this ever happened in your life? So this is extraordinary. Extraordinary to the top. So this must be an extraordinary person. And he's called Cornelius. And this angel tells him, well, send some of your servants to Joppe. Today it's called Jaffa, near Tel Aviv, and there you will find Peter living in the house of Simon. Yeah, the servants went off. And when they were close to the house where Peter lived in, Peter was on top of the house, flat roof, praying. And when he prayed, he had a vision. A cloth came down from heaven, filled with unclean animals. Unclean means not used for food, as God had said. But then he heard a voice, come on, kill them, eat them. Oh no, I've never eaten anything like that before. It's written in the Bible, I should not eat it, God told me. Oh no. The vision came again, kill and eat. No. It came a third time, kill and eat. And Peter was surprised. What is the sense of this? And then he heard, someone knocked at the door. And he heard voices. And then he heard the voice of God. I have sent these servants to you. Go with them. No hesitation is needed. Just go with them. And when Peter came down, he discovered Romans. Romans. Heathen people, not Jews. And I am invited to a non-Jewish heathen home to preach. Oh no! I have never entered into a non-Jewish house. It's unclean. It's forbidden. It's impossible. I'm not allowed to. I've never done it before and I will never do it in future. What has God said after the vision on top of the roof? Go with them. without hesitation. So Peter told the other inhabitants of the house what he is going to do. Everybody was surprised. They were all Jews. He wants to go to a heathen house, entering and preaching there? Oh no! But God had said, God had sent an angel. These servants had told the story of their Lord, the Roman officer, that an angel had appeared and given the command. Now, some of Joppe came with Peter on their way. Now they step up to Caesarea along the shore. And then they come to the house of Cornelius. So what has Cornelius done in the meantime? In Acts chapter 10, we read the following. We read in verse 25 in chapter 10. And as we read from 24. And the morrow after, they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. Imagine, Cornelius, this Roman officer, he told all his relatives and friends, I was visited by an angel. And the angel commanded, go and get Peter to preach here. And he will come. I've sent my servants. He's sure that Peter will come, although he's a Jew, and a Jew never, never, ever will enter a Roman house. But he was sure he will come because an angel told me he should come. So all the relatives, all the friends, they were all there. The house was full, and it was a big house, you can imagine, because he was a high officer. Verse 25, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And what happened then? During the sermon, the Holy Spirit fell on the assembly, and they talked in tongues, in new languages. Wow! Work of the Spirit moving on to Gentiles. What a surprise for the Jews.